感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
我看到今天来了很多弟兄姊妹哈，比上个星期来的人要迟到的要少很多。
I can see more brothers and sisters have turned up. Less people are turning up late.
所以我们盼望我们都在主的面前学习，我们早上我们能够来到他的面前，能够来亲近他。
So I hope every one of us we really can learn to get up early and come and worship the Lord.
我们一开始我们有一些祷告。
Shall we start with some prayer, please?
所以说我们来到你的面前，主，我们要感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，因为你还给我们时间，主啊，让我们能够坐在你的脚前听你自己的话。
Because you still give us time so that we can sit before you and listen to your word.
主啊，因为你的话是我们生命的粮，是我们生命的供应。
Because your words are the bread of life and it supplies our life.
主，我们盼望主，你今天就把那应时的粮食来赐给我们。
We pray that Lord, today you give us the bread that you have promised.
让我们因为听见你的话，主，我们就有力量来行走前面的道路。
So that because of that we hear your word, we are strengthened to walk the way before us.
主，我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit the following time into your hand.
主，你越过我们传讲的一切的软弱，向弟兄姊妹来施恩。
May you pass all the weakness of the speaking interpreters and give us your grace.
让我们坐在这里听你话语的时候，主，我们就被你自己的爱来激励，来充满。
So that when we hear, listen to your words, that we're compelled by your own love.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你的手里。
We commit the following time to your hands.
求你来向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.我今天要和大家分享的一个题目是主耶稣平静风浪。
Today the topic I'm sharing with you all is Lord Jesus calm the storm.
我想这是一个大家都非常熟悉的一个故事。
I believe this story is very familiar to all of you.
不仅是我们熟悉这个故事。
Not only we familiar with this story.
甚至是主日学的小朋友，他们对这个故事也非常的熟悉。
Even the Sunday school children, they were very familiar with the story.
因为前几个星期我在主日学还听到主日学的老师在教小朋友唱一首诗歌。
Only a few weeks ago, I heard the Sunday school teacher teaching this song to the children.
他教他们唱说：“有主在我船上，我就不害怕。”
And they were singing, "Yes, because the Lord is on my boat, so I'm not afraid."
虽然我们都听过这个故事，
although we all heard about this story,
虽然我们也都会唱这首的歌，
although we may all be able to sing this song,
但是当风浪来的时候，我们是不是真的能够平静安稳呢？
Yet when the storms really comes, are we able to have our peace and calmness in us?
为什么我会讲这个题目？
So why am I talking about this topic this morning?
因为我最近我常常听到，我也看到很多的弟兄姊妹在难处的当中。
Because recently I have seen many brothers and sisters, I see them in difficulties and trouble.
有的是身体上的难处。
Some are falling into difficulties physically.
突然去检查身体的时候，发现有了恶性的肿瘤。
All of a sudden, they found that they got cancer.
现在有的弟兄姊妹也正在治疗的当中。
And some brothers and sisters are receiving treatment.
那也有的是家庭的难处。
Others encounter the difficulties in their family.
夫妻的问题，孩子的问题。
Marriage problem and problem with children.
也有的是工作上的难处。
Still others have made difficulties in their career life.
有的人丢了工作，有的人他工作压力非常的大。
Some people lost their job, others experienced very heavy pressure during work.
我们当中还有很多的年轻人。
And among us, we have many young people.
他们一面在那里拼命的读书打工，在那里担心移民的问题。
On one hand, they work hard and study hard, and they worry about their status.
一面呢，他们父母还在那里催着他们说：“哎呀，年纪也不小了，赶紧要找个对象。”
And on the other hand, they might have pressure from their parents saying, "You're not young and get married soon."
所以在人生的每一个阶段，我们看见我们或多或少，我们都会遇到这样或者那样的难处。
So in each life stage, we can see more or less we all see difficulties in our lives.
去年在国内的网站上有一个非常热门的一个话题。
There was a very hot topic last year in the mainland China's website.
那是讲到说你幸福吗？那个题目是你幸福吗
？It asked you, "Are you happy?"
那中央电视台的记者呢，他们就被派到各个全国的各地去采访普通的群众。
The journalists were sent out to all over the country and to interview the citizens.
他们问大家一个共同的问题是说，你觉得你生活的幸福吗？
So they asked the same question to everyone. Do you feel happy?
那他们得到了很多有趣的不同的一些的回答。
And they received many interesting answers.
当记者采访到一个打工仔的时候，问他这个问题。
One journalist was interviewed a worker.
那个打工仔说，他说我跟幸福没有关系，因为我是个打工仔。
He says I have nothing to do with happiness because I'm just a workaholic.
但是那个记者还在不停地在追问他说，你幸福吗？
The journalist kept asking him, are you happy?
那个打工仔他没好气地回答了他一个让他哭笑不得的一个答案。
And he received such an answer.
他说我不幸福，我姓曾。
He said, "My surname is not Fu. My surname is Zeng."
我想世界上的人，他们都以幸福作为他们衡量生活的一个尺度。
The happiness is used as a measurement for your life by many people in this world.
但是我们基督徒呢
？What about our Christians?
如果现在有人来采访在我们中间的弟兄姊妹
，Say if someone's coming and interview brothers and sisters among us.
问我们一个问题，说你有平安，你有喜乐吗
？And they ask you, do you have peace and joy？
我不知道有多少人能够从心里面回答他说，我里面真的很有平安，我也真的很有喜乐。
I don't know how many of us can answer this question from the bottom of our heart, saying I truly have this peace and joy in me。
很多人来到教会的时候是强颜欢笑。
Many people come to the church and pretend to smile.
但是一回到家里呢，就唉声叹气，愁眉苦脸起来。
As soon as they got home, they're having a sad face again.
因为我们心里面真的是有很多很多的难处。
They sigh and cry because of the many difficulties in the life.
那当我们没有信主的时候
，Before we believe in the Lord,
我们常常背着生活的重担，我们背着罪的重担。
We carry the burden of life and the burden of sin.
人家来向我们传福音说
When other people came to us
and preached
the gospel,
信了主以后你就有平安和喜乐了
Come and believe in the Lord, and afterwards you shall receive the joy and peace.
当我们一接受主以后
But when we receive the Lord,
我们真的发现真的跟以前是不一样的
We truly find that it was different.
因为我们从里面有主赐给我们的赦罪的平安
Because from within us, we can see this.Peace,
在我们里面也蛮有盼望的喜乐。
We were filled with hope and joy.
我们有个感觉说，哎呀，信主真好。
And we truly felt that it is so wonderful to believe in the Lord.
但是呢，往往是好景不长。
But after a little while,
过了不久，难处一来，我们属灵的光景一下子就沉了下去。
When you encounter the difficulties, your spiritual situation fell.
我以前也是一样。
I was like that.
我以为信了主以后就能够一帆风顺了。
I thought that after I believed in the Lord, everything would go smoothly.
哪里知道还会碰到难处。
But I didn't expect to see difficulties.
而且遇到的难处不比那些不信的人小。
And the problems I encounter are not less than those who do not believe in the Lord.
那我常常就问主一个问题。
I often ask the Lord this question.
Why?
为什么 ？Why?
为什么我们会遇到难处
？Why?Why do we encounter the difficulties?
为什么我们信了主以后，主还把我们放在难处当中，把我们放在风浪里呢
？Why after we believe in the Lord still places us in the middle of the troubles and storms?
那主的目的究竟是什么
？What is the purpose of the Lord?
所以我想借着马可福音第四章里面的这个主耶稣平静风浪的故事，让我们能够找到一些的答案。
So we will find an answer.From this story in Mark chapter 4, the story about Jesus calming the storm.
我们一起打开马可福音第四章。
Shall we all open Mark chapter 4?
马可福音第四章，我们从35节，我们一起读到41节。
The Gospel of Mark chapter 4, shall we read from 35 to 41?
马可福音第四章35节到41节。
Mark 4:35-41.
好，我们找到，我们一起来读。
Shall we read together?
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。 耶稣在床尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒他说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧，风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。虽然这个故事非常的短，
although this is a very short story，
但是我想每个人都是非常熟悉这个主耶稣平静风和海的故事。
I believe everyone's very familiar with this story。
那如果我们看福音书的时候，我们知道在三本福音书里面都有记载这个故事。
We know among all the Gospels there were three books all recorded this story。
在路加福音第八章，在马太福音第八章都有记载这个故事。
The same story was recorded in Matthew and Luke chapter 8。
这说明这件事情在门徒们的心中留下了一个非常深的印象。
It shows us that this story left a very deep impression among all the disciples。
那这个故事的背景是什么呢？
So what is the background of this story?
那我们从福音书里面，我们看到那个时候是主在地上的执事刚刚开始不久。
From the gospel, we can see that this story happened when the Lord Jesus had just started his ministry on the earth.
他呼召了十二个门徒，他也在各地行神迹。
He had just called the 12 disciples, and he had performing all the miracles around the country.
他不仅在那里医病赶鬼，他也在那里开始教导跟随他的众人和门徒。
He not only healed and cast out demons, but also started to teach the disciples.
在第四章前面一段就讲了主耶稣用比喻来教导众人。
In the beginning of chapter 4, we can see the parables Jesus taught the disciples and the crowd.
他向众人讲了撒种的比喻。
He told the crowds about the parable of the sower.
他讲了点灯的比喻。
The parable of the lamp.
他讲了种子发芽生长的比喻。
The parable of the growing seed.
他也讲了芥菜种的比喻。
And also the parable of the mustard seed.
我觉得主耶稣真是世界上最好的老师。
I truly feel that Jesus is the best teacher in the world.
他虽然是创造宇宙天地的真神。
Although he is the God that created the universe.
但是他却能够把最深的道理能够用最贴近人、最让人能够通俗易懂的方式表达出来。
Yet he could express and explain this deepest teaching in a very easy way.
读过书的人会惊讶我们主的智慧。
Those who are educated will be surprised of the wisdom of Jesus.
一个大字不识的文盲，他也能够明白主所讲的道理。
But even an illiterate, he can still understand what Lord Jesus is teaching.
因为主总是用我们每个人身边都很熟悉的事物来启发我们明白天国的奥秘。
Because Jesus tends to enlighten the mystery about the kingdom of God by using things that we're all familiar with.
那个时候主耶稣刚刚呼召了十二个门徒不久。
So at that time, Jesus just called the 12 disciples.
他不但带着十二个门徒到处行神迹，他也在私下里在教导十二个门徒。
And he took the 12 disciples with him when he performed the miracles, and also he taught the disciples when they
他向很多的人讲比喻，但是却只把比喻里面的意义告诉跟随他的这些门徒。
He spoke about the parables to the crowds, but he only explained about the parables to his own disciples.
如果我是门徒，我一定会觉得很兴奋。
If I was one of the disciples, I might feel very excited.
我觉得这下跟着主耶稣真的是很有前途。
I felt that I had a very good future to follow Jesus.
你看看我们的夫子，他不仅能医病赶鬼，他也是蛮有智慧。
Look, our master, he can not only heal and cast out demons, but also he is filled with wisdom.
而且他就是那个我们一直期待要来的弥赛亚。
And besides, he is the right Messiah that we're all waiting for.
等到他在地上建立了国度，我们这些人就全部都变成开国功臣了。
So by the time he established his kingdom on the earth, we will all be the founders of the state.
跟着主以后一定是到处被人拥戴，被人欢迎。
So from then onwards, we'll be crowded and welcomed by all the people.
我想很多的门徒们都有这样的一个心态。
I think this is what most disciples thought.
这是不是也很像我们当初信主时候的一个情形呢？
Isn't this like what we...might be when we first believe in the Lord.
在我们没有信主的时候，我们在世上劳苦愁烦。
before we believe in the Lord, we had this labor and trouble on the world.
啊，我们不仅有生活的重担，还有罪的重担压得我们喘不过气了。
The burdens of the life and burdens of the sin pressed us hard, breathlessly.
但是当我们一听见福音。
But as soon as we heard about the gospel,
就像路加福音里面讲的一样。
Like Luke, Gospel of Luke said,
这个好消息就好像清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
The good tidings are like the morning sunshine falling upon us.
照亮了我们这些在黑暗中在死荫里的人。
It lightens us who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death.
把我们的脚引到了平安的路上。
It guides our feet onto the way of peace.
我们的罪担一下子就脱落了。
Our burden of sin fell off.
我们的劳苦愁烦也一下子都卸给主了。
Our trouble and sorrow were loaded off to the Lord.
我们的心里面充满了平安和喜乐。
Our heart was filled with peace and joy.
我们看什么都觉得很有盼望。
Whatever we see, we can see hope in it.
我们觉得信主真是很好。
And we truly felt it is wonderful to believe in the Lord.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有过这样的感觉。
I believe many of us had the same experience.
我想这是一个很正常也是非常真实的一个生命的反应。
I believe this is very normal and a very true reflection of our life.
就像这首诗歌刚刚唱的一样，我们常常觉得说我们从此以后我们就踏上了一条天色长蓝花香长漫的道路。
As the hymn says, we thought that from now on the sky is always blue and our pathways are filled with flowers.
直到有一天我们也像门徒一样我们竟然在生活中遇到了那么大的风浪
Until one day, like those disciples, that we encounter a very big difficulty or problem in our life.
在35节里面说当那天晚上耶稣对门徒说我们渡到那边去吧
Verse 35, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side.
在哪一天的晚上呢
Which evening was that?
就是主耶稣对门徒讲完了那些比喻后的那天的晚上。
It was that evening that the Lord Jesus finished telling them about all the parables.
主就把他们带到了一个真实的经历里去。
The Lord Jesus then took them into a real experience.
所以主为什么是一个最好的老师
？That is why Jesus, Lord Jesus, is the best teacher in the world.
因为他不仅对门徒讲了很多的道理。
Because he not only taught the disciples.
他们也把他们带进真实的经历里去。
He also took them into the real situation.
很多时候我们能讲，我们头脑里也明白一些的道理。
Oftentimes we can say, and our mind, our brain can understand many teachings.
但是到底有多少是我们自己经历过的呢
？But how many of those teachings are the ones that we have experienced about?
到底有多少是我们能够活出来，让人能够看见的呢
？How much of those teachings we can live out to show our people?
所以主不但他要告诉我们一些的道理。
So the Lord Jesus not only wanted to tell us some teachings.
他把一些客观的真理来告诉我们。
He taught us about some objective truth.
我们的主更要把我们带进主观真实的经历里去。
Our Lord also wants to bring us into the subjective experience.
让我们来学习认识他，信靠他的功课。
So that we can learn to know about him and trust in him.
主对他们说，我们渡到那边去吧。
The Lord said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side."
然后主就上了他们的船。
And then Jesus bought that boat.
当我读到这里的时候，我觉得我心里面很受安慰。
When I read to here, I felt very comforted.
因为主没有撇下门徒们不管。
Because the Lord Jesus didn't left the disciples behind.
叫他们独自渡到对岸去。
And leave them to go across to the other side of the river by themselves.
而是我们的主和他们一同上了船。
The Lord Jesus step onto the boat with them.
当门徒们在途中遇到风暴的时候，我们的主也和他们一同在风暴的里面。
So when the storm came, our Lord was in the storm with the disciples.
而且主在这里有一个非常清楚的应许。
And Lord Jesus had a very clear promise here.
我们可以渡到那边去。
Let us go over to the other side.
我常常觉得我们的人生好像也是在一艘的船上。
I often feel that our life is like a boat.
我们虽然从这个世界上经过，但是我们知道这个世界不是我们的家，这个世界不是我们的目的。
We pass by this world, yet we know this world is not our home.
彼得告诉我们说，我们在这个世上是客旅，是寄居的。
Peter told us that we pilgrims. We are strangers in this world.
我们的对岸是更美的家乡。
And our better home sits on the other side of the river.
我想这是每一个基督徒的盼望。
This should be the same. This should be the hope for every single Christian.
而且每一个重生的基督徒都有这样的一个把握，我在这条救恩的船上。
Every reborn Christian should have this assurance that we are on this boat of salvation.
我不知道在座有没有福音的朋友。
I don't know whether we have gospel friends here among us.
如果你还没有信耶稣
，If you haven't believed in the Lord，
也许你会说
，Maybe you will say。
有没有耶稣在我船上，我还不是一样的在过吗
？Whether Jesus is on my boat or not, I lead my own life.
是当风平浪静的时候。
Yes, when there's no storm.
我们都可以在海上很悠闲的欣赏海上的美景。
We can sail relaxedly on the sea and enjoy the scenery.
但是我要问你一个问题。
But I want to ask you one question.
你知道你的这艘船要开到哪里去吗
？Do you know where you're sailing to?
当风云突变，当风暴骤起的时候，你要向谁去求救呢
？When the storm comes, who are you going to ask for help?
如果你还没有信耶稣
，If you haven't believed in the Lord,
我盼望你能够早日的能够上这条救恩的船。
I hope you can step onto this boat of salvation as early as possible.
在三十七节里面讲到，当门徒们在朝对岸行进的时候
，In verse 37, it talks about when theWhen the disciples were on the boat, sailing towards the other end,
他说：“忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。”
It says suddenly a furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped.
那在当时的那个地理环境是一个，他们是在加利利海上航行。
So at that time they were sailing on the Sea of Galilee.
那加利利海的周围呢都是山地。
There were many mountains and hills around the Sea of Galilee.
当一些强的气流在经过这些山地的时候，常常在海上就形成了风暴。
When strong currents pass by those mountains, it can always form storms on the sea.
但是在这里说忽然。
Yet here it says suddenly.
就是说是他们意想不到的。
When the disciples are not expecting.
我们知道在主的门徒里面有好几个职业的渔夫。
We know there are quite a few professional fishers, among Jesus' disciples.
他们对加利利海周围的地理和气候应该是非常熟悉的。
They know very well about the climate and the geography around the Sea of Galilee.
但是呢，连他们都没有任何的预料。
Yet they didn't foresee anything like that.
忽然间就起了暴风。
And all of a sudden, there's this sea storm.
狂风巨浪就朝着这个船上扑来。
The gale and the waves rolling towards the boat.
我想门徒们一定是在那里赶紧卸帆去掌舵。
I think the disciples were then very busily taking off the sails and going to control the steer.
然后要把船上涌进来的水呢赶紧舀出去。
And try to bail all the waters out of the boat.
但是狂风巨浪夹着这些的暴风把这个船呢好像要把它要吞灭一样。
Yeah, the huge waves and gale are as if they were trying to swamp this boat.
那眼看这个船马上就要沉了。
And this boat is nearly sunk.
那门徒们这时候他才突然想起主来。
And then the disciples realized that they thought of their Lord.
他们可能想啊，主一定是在那边和他们一起在与风浪搏斗。
They might thought that the Lord Jesus was fighting with the wind and the waves with them.
但是他们左右一看，竟然发现没有发现主。
But they looked left and right and they didn't see Jesus.
他们赶紧去找。
And they went to look for him.
最后竟然在船尾上找到我们的主，发现他正在睡觉。
And they found our Lord sleeping at the stern of the boat.
我想我自己猜，门徒们当时肯定是又气又急。
I was guessing the disciples was angry and was anxious as well.
气的是是主叫他们都渡到对岸去的。现在呢，起了风暴，我们的主竟然还在船尾睡觉。
They were upset because the Lord Himself asked them to go over to the other side, but He Himself was sleeping at the stern.
他们急的是这个船眼看马上就要沉了，好，主应该赶紧起来帮助他们。
They were anxious because the boat was almost sinking, and they wanted Lord Jesus wake up to help them.
所以他们赶紧就把主叫醒。
So they woke up the Lord.
他们叫醒主，压根就没有想到主耶稣能够平静风浪。
And they woke up the Lord without knowing that Lord Jesus can calm the storm.
因为下面讲到，当主耶稣平静风浪以后，他们就觉得大大的惊奇。
Because later on we read that when Jesus calm the storms, all the disciples were in great wonder.
他们叫醒主是因为他们实在是绝望。
They woke up the Lord because they were in desperation.
他们也要让主知道他们现在真的是身处绝境。
They wanted to let the Lord know that they had no hope.
他们想这一下一定是完了。
And they thought they're finished.
他们舍弃了一切来跟随耶稣。
They forsook everything to follow the Lord.
但是现在可好。
But now,
眼看着所有的理想都要和这条船沉入海底。
It seems that they will sink with the boat, they and their, all their dreams.
明天太阳还会照样的升起。
Maybe tomorrow the sun will rise as normal.
明天海面还会一样的平静如画。
And tomorrow the sea will be as calm as a picture.
谁还会关心什么天国呢？
But who will care about the kingdom of heaven?
我以前在读这个故事的时候。
When I...previously read about this story.
我觉得主是不是在那里故意卖关子？
I was thinking maybe whether the Lord was deliberately sleeping at the stern of the boat.
他故意躲在船尾睡觉。
He hid himself and slept at the stern.
他看到门徒们无计可施的时候，然后就站起来平静风浪。
He might be waiting to see all the disciples have no way out, and then he stood up and calmed the sea storm.
好让门徒们能够看见他的伟大。
So that the disciples might see that how great he was.
我们人常常喜欢在关键的时候要露一手。
Because human beings, as their nature, they tend to show off at a critical time.
好能够来显示自己的能力。
So that their powers might be seen.
但是我们的主却根本就没有这个必要。
But it is not necessary at all for our Lord.
因为他本来就是神。
Because he is God.
万物都是借着他，也是被他所创造的。
It is by him that everything, the whole world was created.
他不仅是神，他也是一个完全的人。
He was not only God, but also a perfect man.
圣经上看，让我们看见说，我们的主他多受痛苦，他常经忧患。
The Bible shows us that our Lord is always afflicted, and he is a man of sorrow.
他会饥，他会渴，他也会疲倦。
He can be hungry, he can be thirsty or tired.
在教训了众人一天以后，我们的主实在是非常的疲倦。
After the Lord taught the disciples for a day, he felt exhausted.
上了船之后，我们的主就睡着了。
And after he boarded the ship, he fell asleep.
他睡的是那么的安详。
He fell sound asleep and in peace.
即使是狂风巨浪都没有摇醒我们的主。
Even the huge wind and wave couldn't wake him up.
因为在他的里面满有平安。
Because inside of him it's filled with peace.
当门徒叫醒他的时候，他们说：“你不顾吗？我们现在要丧命了。”
As the disciples woke him up, they said, "Don't you care if we drown?"
是的，我们的主他真的不必顾什么。
Yes, our Lord.For our Lord, it is not necessary for him to care about anything.
因为他的心里面真的是满有从天父而来给他的平安。
Because he is filled with peace from our Heavenly Father.
但是我们常常正好是恰恰相反。
But it is always the opposite for us.
我们是在夜深人静的时候，我们躺在床上。
While it's in the middle of the night and we lie on the bed,
我们常常是翻来覆去，我们睡不着觉。
We turn and toss and we couldn't sleep.
因为我们的忧虑实在是太多。
Because we had so much worry.
我们一躺下来，千头万绪就涌上我们心头。
As soon as we lie down, we thought about many things.
最后没有办法，只好去吃安眠药。
And then we had no way out. We had to take the sleeping pill.
但是我们的主告诉我们说，不要忧虑。
Our Lord tells us, do not worry.
在腓立比书第四章里面也说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And in the book of Philippians chapter 4, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
当我们里面有平安的时候，我们就不会再失眠了。
When we have peace in us, we won't be able to not able to sleep.
当我们的主在船上睡觉的时候
，So when our Lord slept on the boat.
我们看见狂风的吹打，巨浪的冲击都不能够把我们的主叫醒。
We see the huge waves and the winds couldn't wake up our Lord.
但是当门徒们用发抖的双手去摇动他的时候
When the disciples shook Jesus with a trembling heart, trembling hands,
当门徒们用痛苦的声音去呼喊他的时候
When the disciples called our Lord with a painful voice,
我们的主就醒了过来
It woke our Lord up.
因为他知道我们的痛苦，他也了解我们的软弱，他更垂听我们在他面前的祷告。
Because he knew our weakness and pain, and he listened to our prayer all the more.
当他醒了以后，他就带着权柄来斥责风和海。
After he woke up with authorities, he stood up and rebuked the wind and sea.
风和海就大大的平静了。
And the wind and sea were stilled.
那主为什么要斥责风和海呢
？So why did our Lord rebuke the storm？
主要斥责的不是这些自然的现象。
He was not rebuking the natural phenomenon。
主在这里要斥责的，乃是在那些风兴起这些风浪背后的仇敌的黑暗的权势。
He was rebuking the power of darkness that come from the enemies who rise up these storms。
在第五章的时候，我们看见。当门徒们主要门徒渡到对岸的原因是为着要解救那个被鬼附的在格拉森的那个人
In chapter 5 we can see that the reason the Lord went over to the sea went over to the other side is to release the man who were possessed by the devil
仇敌因此要拦阻主的工作
Therefore the enemy tried to stop the work of the Lord
但是主说过的话他就一定会成就
But whatever the Lord has saidHe will accomplish.
主要做的事，他也一定会做成。
Whatever work he started, he will finish.
虽然仇敌可以兴起风浪
although the enemy might rise up the storm,
但是只要我们的主在我们的船上
yet so long as the Lord Jesus is on our boat,
我们就可以驾驭这个风浪
we can control this storm.
因为我们的主他是掌管宇宙万物的神
because our Lord is in charge of the universe and everything
这是主耶稣平静风浪的故事
This is the story of the Lord Jesus calming the storm
虽然这是个两千多年前发生的故事
although it happened about 2000 years ago
但是我觉得常常这样的故事也发生在我们每个弟兄姊妹的身上
but I feel this same storyOften happens to the brothers and sisters in nowadays.
我们是不是也常常有忽然的情形呢
Do we often come across things that happen all of a sudden?
身体检查忽然一下就发现得了一个恶性的肿瘤
Of a physical examination, all of a sudden we found bad news.
工作忽然一下子就没了
We were having our jobs, but all of a sudden we lost it.
家庭婚姻忽然一下子就出了问题
Our families and marriage, all of a sudden.There's a problem.
主好像一下子就把我们带到风浪的里面。
As if all of a sudden the Lord took us into the middle of the storm.
那主为什么要把我们带进风浪里呢
？So why does the Lord take us into the storm?
我觉得第一。
First of all,
主要借着风浪把我们带回到他的面前。
It is through the storm that the Lord wants to bring us back to Him.
就像门徒们一开始的时候。
Just as It happens to the disciples.
他们总想靠着自己的能力去解决问题。
At first, they always want to solve the problem by themselves.
但是他们看到当情形恶化的时候，他们没有办法，他们只有回到主的面前。
But when things got worsened, they had no way out, and they had to come back to the Lord.
我们常常也是一样。
It's the same with us.
我们一有了问题，本能的第一个想法就是要靠着自己的能力去解决问题。
Whenever there's a problem, naturally we want to.Solve the problem by ourselves.
实在是走投无路了，我们才来到主的面前向主来祈求。
Unless we have no way out, we wouldn't come back before the Lord.
生病了，我们第一个想到的是要去找医生。
When we're sick, the first one we think about is the doctor.
我不是说找医生不对。
I'm not saying it is wrong to see a doctor.
而是说我们有没有先来到主的面前，我们把我们的病来交给我们的主。
Instead, I'm trying to say that when we're sick, are we trying to come before the Lord first and commit this thing onto the Lord's hand?
夫妻有了矛盾，我们就马上想到说有没有办法可以有解决，能够来改进。
When there's a marriage problem, we immediately think of whether there is a way to solve the relationship.
我也不是说方法不好。
I'm not saying the method or the ways are not good.
而是说我们有没有好好的先安静下来想一想，是不是我们自己和主的关系先有了问题。
But rather, I'm suggesting that we should come before the Lord quiet our heart before the Lord and think about whether there's something wrong with the relationship between us and the Lord.
所以有时候主把我们带进风浪的里面。
So oftentimes the Lord takes us into the storm.
我们才发现原来我们在世界里面走的是那么的远。
And then we realize that we've already walked so far away from the Lord in the world.
主借着风浪提醒我们要回到他的身边。
Through the storm, the Lord Jesus reminds us to come back to Him.
好，有一次我经过一个教堂。
Once I passed by a church building,
我看见上面有一个很大的一个横幅。
I saw a very big slogan on the church building.
上面写着说。
It says,
如果你发现神离你很远。
If you find the Lord is the If you find that God is far away from you,
不是神远离了你，而是你远离了神。
It is not God who is far away from you. It is you that have walked too far away from God.
所以神常常是借着风浪把我们带回到他的面前。
So God always through the storm bring us back to Him.
那当然，有时候我们在生活中所遇见的难处，是因为我们犯罪得罪主，是主给我们的管教。
It is also true that sometimes we receive difficulties because it is a punishment coming from the Lord because we have sinned.
这不是我今天要讲的重点。
But that is not my point today.
但是如果我们是在管教的里面的时候，我们也要学习回到主的面前，我们来悔改，来归向他。
But if we have fallen into punishment, God's discipline, we need to repent before Him.
那第二个，我觉得主为什么把我们带进风浪里的原因
？The second reason that I think the Lord has taken us into the storm is，
那是主要借着风浪来显明我们真实的属灵的光景。
Is that through the storm, God wants to reveal our true spiritual reality before Him？
有时候我们就像门徒一样。
We oftentimes like those disciples.
我们听了很多属灵的道理，我们也觉得自己挺不错。
We've heard many spiritual teaching, and we thought, we're quite good.
但是当风浪一来的时候，我们才发现这些头脑里的知识并不能真正的解决我们的难处。
But when storm hits, we realize those teachings cannot solve our problem.
在风浪的里面，我们才发现我们的生命原来是那样的幼嫩，是那样的肤浅。
It is in the storm then we realize our life is so weak and shallow.
以前有一个年轻人去请教戴德森弟兄。
There used to be a young man went to ask Hudson Taylor.
问他说如何能够在不同的环境里都能够彰显基督的美德。
He asked how to show the virtues of Christ under all circumstances.
戴德森坐在那里一言不发。
Hudson Taylor didn't say anything.
那个年轻人正感觉到非常的纳闷。
And this young man felt quite confused.
忽然间，戴德森一拍桌子。
All of a sudden, Hudson Taylor just banged the table.
桌上的茶水一下子就洒了出来。
And the cup, the water in the cup spilled.
戴德森说。
And Hudson Taylor said.
他说：“你里面有什么？当这些东西被环境搅动的时候，它溅出来的就是什么。”
Whatever you have inside you, and when the circumstance shake you, it'll come out.
你里面是温柔谦卑吗？
If you have gentleness, humbleness in you,
当环境一来的时候，人碰见你的就是温柔谦卑。
When situation came, people will touch the humbleness and gentleness in you.
你里面是记恨是苦毒吗？
If you have jealousy and bitterness in you.
当风浪一来的时候，人碰见你的就是你里面的记恨和苦毒。
When storms hit, the people will touch the same bitterness and the bitterness and jealousy in you.
所以风浪呢是要把我们里面真实的属灵光景显露出来。
So the storms is to reveal our true spiritual situation inside us.
当主显明我们光景以后，主要做什么呢？
After the Lord reveals our true situation, what is He going to do?
这就是主要把我们带进风浪里的第三个原因。
And this is the third reason that the Lord takes us into the storm.
那就是让我们来学习信心的功课。
That is to learn the lesson of faith.
我们常常说一句话。
We often say,
我们说主拆毁我们是为了建造我们。
The Lord destroys us in order to build us up.
主倒空我们是为了充满我们。
The Lord empties us in order to fill us again.
主从来不随便做一件事情。
God will never do something purposelessly.
没有主的允许，也没有一件事情能够发生在我们的身上。
Without His permission, nothing will happen to us.
主把门徒们带进风浪的里面，就是要他们学习信心的功课。
The Lord takes the disciples into the storm just so that they can learn the lesson of faith.
当主平静风浪以后，主责备这些门徒。
After the Lord calms the storm, He rebuked those disciples.
他说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗
？”He said, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
主没有责备他们，把他叫醒。
The Lord didn't rebuke them for waking him up.
而是在那里责备他们对待风浪的态度。
Instead, He rebuked them about the attitudes that they have towards the storm.
他们与主朝夕相处。
They lived together with the Lord morning and night.
他们本来应该学习凡事来依靠主，凡事来仰望主。
They should have learned to rely on the Lord and trust in the Lord on everything.
但是当风浪一来的时候，他们本能的就想用自己的方法来解决。
But when the storm hits, by instinct, they try to resolve the problem by themselves.
最终他们就陷入了一个绝望的境地。
And then they fell into desperation.
但是他们忘记了主曾经对他们很清楚地告诉他们说
Yet they forgot the Lord once clearly told them
我们可以渡到那边去
Let us go over to the other side
很多时候我们只是会去看我们周围的环境
Oftentimes we look around our surroundings
很多时候我们也是靠我们的感觉来生活
Oftentimes we live according to what we feel
当我们这样做的时候我们常常就在环境的里面在风浪的里面我们就跌倒了
And as we do so, we tend to fall under those circumstances.
在美国有一个达拉斯的神学院。
In the USA, in Dallas, there's a Bible college.
那个神学院呢，它受很多弟兄会的影响。
And that Bible college was influenced by the Brethren group.
他接受弟兄们对圣经理解的亮光。
They accept the enlightenment of the brothers who are according to how they read the Bible.
那神呢就给这个创办人叫 Dr. Schaeffer 一个感动，让他来设立一个圣经的学院。
So God moves Dr. Schaeffer to set up a Bible college.
让他能够用神纯正的话语的规模来教导神的工人。
So that he can teach God's worker of his holy words.
那这个学院是成立在1924年。
So this college was established in 1924.
但是在创立不久以后，他们就陷入了一个很严重的财政的危机。
Soon after the college was set up, they fell into financial problems.
有一天，所有的债主都约好了要在中午12点要来到学校里向他们讨债。
One day, all the debtors agreed to come and ask for the payments at 12 o'clock in the college.
那天早上，所有学校的创办人都集中在院长办公室里面，他们一起在那里向神迫切的祷告。
So in the morning, all the founders of the college came to the principal's office and prayed to God, asking for help.
有个弟兄，他的性格是非常爽直的。
When one of the brothers, a very straightforward man.
他在那里祷告说。
He prayed that.
他说：“主啊，千山的羊，万山的牛都是你的。”
He said, "All the cattle and sheep on the mountains are yours."
他说：“请你卖掉一些，然后来把钱给我们吧。”
He prayed that, "Lord, sell some of these cattle and give us some money."
就在这个时候。
And it was probably around that time.
有一个一身牛仔打扮的人走进学校。
A doctor who looks like a cowboy.Walked into the college.
他进去对那个秘书说。
And he said to the secretary.
他说我刚刚在市场里卖掉两车的牲口。
He said I just sold some of my cattle, on the market.
他说我本来想要去谈一笔交易，但是呢，没有谈不拢。
He said originally I planned to do some business with the money, but I couldn't.
他说我觉得神要我把这笔钱奉献给你们学校。
He said I felt that the Lord.Want me to offer this money to the school, to the college.
他说我不知道你们是否需要它，但是支票就在这里。
He said, I don't know whether you need it or not, but look, here's the check.
那个秘书接过支票，他赶紧去敲院长办公室的门。
And the secretary took the check and knocked at the door of the principal's office.
那学校的创始人 Dr. Schaeffer 他就走出来。
So Dr. Schaeffer, the founder of the college, walked out.
那秘书就把来龙去脉告诉他。
And the secretary told him what happened.
那 Dr. Schaeffer 接过支票一看，哎呀，正好是他们要那个欠债的数目。
And Dr. Schaeffer looked at the check. Yes, that was the right amount that they're in need.
他就赶紧回去对那些祷告的弟兄们说。
And he walked back and said to those brothers who were praying to God.
他说神已经垂听了我们的祷告，他已经把牛羊都卖了。
And he said, yeah, the Lord has listened to our prayer and he sold some of the cattle.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
信心是不看环境，信心是不靠感觉。
Faith doesn't look at surroundings and doesn't rely on the feelings.
信心乃是相信神既然说过了他就一定会成就。
Faith is the belief that since the Lord has said he will accomplish.
信心是学习凡事交托，凡事来单单的信靠我们的主。
Faith is that we commit everything onto him and rely on him only.
在风浪中我们要学的第四个功课，
The fourth lesson we need to learn from the storm is
是去更深的来认识我们的主。
Is to know more about our Lord.
我们常常为着主给我们很多的恩典，我们来感谢他。
We often give thanks to the Lord for the many blessings He gave us.
但是主不愿意我们只停留在这一步。
But the Lord doesn't want us to just stay there.
他要我们学习更深的去认识他。
He wants us to learn to know about Him all the more.
在诗篇一百零三篇里面说。
In Psalm 103.
神使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
神在我们身上做工的目的，不是为了仅仅要让我们为着他给我们的这些的恩典，我们感谢他。
The purpose of God's work on us is not just for us to give thanksgiving to Him.
不是要让我们仅仅知道他的作为。
It is not only for us to know about His wonders and work.
我们的主要让我们学习来认识他的所事。
The Lord wants us to know who He is.
他是什么样的一位神？
What kind of God is He?
他的心意到底是什么？
What is His heart's desire?
他要让我们不再做小孩子，而是能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He wants us no longer to be little children, but to grow to the full growth, to the full measure of Christ.
我想这是主耶稣要我们在风浪里面学到的一个最大的一个功课。
I believe this is the biggest lesson the Lord wants us to learn through the storm.
我们要学习在风浪的里面更深的去认识我们的主。
We need to learn to know more about our Lord in the storm.
在我家里面有一本书。
I have a book at home.
叫做《不可理喻的上帝》。
It is the God that is incomprehensible.
这本书一直在探讨一个主题。
This book talks about one topic.
是神把我们放在苦难中的原因到底是什么？
What is the reason God places us in the troubles and difficulties?
就像这本书的书名一样。
Just like the name of this book.
有时候我们觉得发生在我们身上的事真的是不可理喻的。
Sometimes we couldn't understand the things that happened to us.
甚至神也没有给我们一个合理的解释。
And even God didn't give us a reasonable explanation.
在这样的一种情形底下，我们如何能够在信心的道路上往前呢？
Under such circumstances, how can we press forward on the journey of faith?
在这本书里面有一个真实的见证。
There is one testimony in this book.
他讲到在美国有一个牧师。
It talks about a pastor in America.
当他一个心爱的女儿十五岁的时候。
When his beloved daughter turned 15.
发现一个膝盖常常疼痛。
He found that there's a problem with her knees. It's painful.
最后检查发现是癌症。
And through seeing the doctor, it's diagnosed as cancer.
医生说要进行截肢手术。
The doctor said that they have to cut off her legs.
这个弟兄无法接受这个事实。
And this pastor couldn't accept this truth.
他决定他要迫切地向神祷告，直到神应许的医治临到。
He decided to pray earnestly to God until God answered his prayer.
然后他们一家就为他的女儿在那里进食祷告。
So the whole family fast and pray to God.
在他们的教会里也有人24小时不间断地在为他的女儿进食祷告。
At church, there were prayer meetings 24 hours unceasingly praying for this daughter.
甚至他还告诉了国内外上千名的弟兄姊妹为着他女儿的痊愈来祷告。
He told thousands of brothers and sisters inside in the country and overseas to pray for his daughter.
但是情况却不见好转。
But the situation didn't get better.
最后他的女儿还是被推到了手术台上。
Eventually, his daughter was wheeled into the theater, operation theater.
当医生进去动手术之前,
Before the doctor went in and had operation on her,
他对医生说,
This pastor said to the doctor,
他说, 我相信神要医治她。
He said, I believe God will heal her.
在你动手术之前, 请你确认那个肿瘤是否还在。
Before you operate on her, can you please make sure that this tumor is still on her?
当医生进去以后,
When the doctor went in,
半个小时过去了没有动静。
Half an hour passed, nothing happened.
一个小时过去了还是没有动静。
After 1 hour, still nothing happened.
过了几个小时以后医生从手术室里面走出来。
After a few hours, the doctor walked out of the theater room.
对他说你女儿的腿已经被切除了。
And he said to him, the legs of your daughter have been cut off.
在那一个时刻，这个牧师说
，At that time, the pastor said，
他说我的整个的盼望完全的被破灭了。
He said all my hope was shattered。
他说我整个人被压垮了，我找不到上帝。
I collapsed and I couldn't find God。
在愤怒中，他不断的捶打着医院的墙壁。
In his anger, he banged the wall of the hospital。
他在那里喊叫说：“神啊，你到底在哪里
？”And he cried out, God, where are you?
在极度的灰心和失望当中
In extreme despair,
他走到医院地下室的太平间
He walked to the room where all the dead bodies were placed,
因为他觉得在那里的气氛和他的心情是一样
Because he felt that the atmosphere there is quite similar to
what he felt. 他无法理解为什么神不听祷告
He didn't understand why God didn't listen to his
prayer. 竟然把他心爱的女儿一条腿给取去
And he took away a leg of his beloved daughter.
他说如果我是一个修水管的人
He said if I were a plumber
我可以明天继续去上班
I can go to work still tomorrow
但是我是一个牧师
But I am a pastor
我如何能够站在弟兄姊妹的面前来解释神的作为呢
How can I stand before brothers and sisters to explain what God has done
接下来的几天有很多的人去安慰他
A few days afterwards, many people came to comfort him.
但是他觉得这些人的安慰就好像约伯的三个朋友一样。
But he felt that the comforts from those people are just like those three friends of Job.
不仅没有安慰他，反而给他带来更大的伤害。
They didn't comfort him, but even instead they brought him more hurt.
过了不久，神终于把他从这种的情形里带了出来。
After a while, eventually, God brought him out of this.
他在那里做见证说
He was bearing a testimony for God.
神让他在这件事里学到一个最重要的一个功课
God allowed him to learn one lesson through this event.
在这种的情形底下
Under such circumstance,
他说我只有两种的选择
I only had two choices.
一种选择是继续活在对神的怨恨和不满的当中
One is to continue to live in this complaint and angry to God.
最终导致自己的消沉和信仰的崩溃。
Until I collapse and fall into deeper depression.
但是还有另外一种选择。
But there's a second choice.
另一种选择就是顺服神的主权。
It is to submit to God's sovereignty.
向神来降服。
To submit to Him.
虽然我现在不明白神为什么要做这样一件事。
Although I do not understand why God.
神也没有向我来解释。
God did not explain to me,
但是我选择接受这个事实
but I choose to accept reality.
我相信在永恒的里面神会告诉我他那美好的旨意
I believe in the eternal life God will explain his beautiful purpose to me.
就像一个曾经身患重病的弟兄他在病中说
Just like one brother who was seriously ill, he said this.
他说主如果医治我他是爱我他是全能的神
He said if God heals meHe loves me and he is the Almighty God.
主如果不医治我，他仍旧是那位爱我，他仍旧是那位全能的神。
If he doesn't heal me, he is still the Almighty God that loves me.
这不是自欺欺人，这不是无可奈何的一个解释。
This is not an explanation that deceives himself.
这是从信心和对神的认识里面所发出的一个美丽的一个乐章。
This is a proclamation from his faith.
当我们真的愿意降服在神的主权底下的时候，
When we are willing to submit to his sovereignty,
圣灵就要把从神而来的平安和喜乐充满在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit will fill us with the peace and joy from God.
当主耶稣平静风浪以后，
After Jesus calmed the storm,
门徒们都在问一个问题。
The disciples were asking one question.
这到底是谁？
Who is this on earth?
这个问题的答案是我们得安息的秘诀。
The answer to this question is the secret of our peace.
在每一次的风浪里面，我们都知道主耶稣在我们的船上嘛。
In each storm, we know that Jesus is on our ship.
如果是的话，我们就可以去坦然地面对一切的风浪。
If he is,Then we can face boldly to all storms.
也许有时候风浪太大，我们觉得主好像是睡着了。
Sometimes the storm is so big that we feel that the Lord is asleep.
我们想要去把他摇醒。
We want to wake him up.
但是 Campbell Morgan 他说得很好。
But Campbell Morgan says well.
他说如果我们要看更伟大的事，
He says if we want to see greater things,
最好不要去叫醒他。
We better not to wake him up.
如果他愿意平静风浪，那是好的。
If he's willing to calm the sea storm, that's good.
但是还有更好的事。
But there might be greater things and better things.
就是看我们的主他如何自己来经历这个风浪。
Which is to see how our Lord deals with the storm himself.
这正是主要我们去学习的信心的功课。
This is the very lesson of faith the Lord wants us to learn.
只有信心能够让我们凌驾在风浪之上。
Only the faith can allow us to ride on the storm.
也只有信心能够让我们真正的笑傲风浪。
Only faith can allow us to smile at the storm.
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
主啊，因为我们知道你叫万事互相效力，乃是为着我们这些爱神的人能够得着益处。
Because we know you have everything work for the goodness of those who love you.
我们知道主，你把我们带进风浪的里面，乃是让我们学习更深的认识你。
Yes, Lord, you take us into the storm so that we can learn more about you.
让我们学习信心的功课。
Help us to learn the lesson of faith.
主，求你来帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
主啊，因为你知道我们都是软弱的人。
Lord, you know we are all weak persons.
主，你知道我们都是小心的人。
You know we have little faith.
但是主，你的恩典乃是要在我们这些软弱的人身上要显得完全。
Yet your grace is shown completely on us who are so weak.
主，真的求你继续的来帮助我们中间所有在难处中的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, may you continue to help those who are weak among us.
让我们来学习转向你，学习来学习信心的功课。
Help us to learn to turn to you and learn the work of faith.
让我们下垂的手，让我们发酸的腿，再次能够因着你的爱，能够再挺起来跟随你。
Help us to lift up our feeble knees and hands.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为我们知道我们在风浪中，主啊，有你与我们一起同行。
Lord, we thank you because we know that in the storm you are with us.
因为你永远都与我们同在。
Because you are with us forever.
因为你永远都在那里看顾我们。
Because you look after us forever.
为着你给我们这样的恩典和这样的应许，我们感谢你。
For such grace and promise.We thank you.
我们愿意在你面前学习这个信心的功课。
We're willing to learn the lesson of faith before you.
我们也求你保守我们的脚步，直到我们见你面的那一天。
We also pray you protect our footsteps until the day we see you.
我们祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayers and thanksgiving are in your name. Amen.